Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
And finally, as we approach 7 o'clock on this Thursday evening, markets and company news. And our commentator tonight is Makwe Maselela from Makwe Fund Managers. Makwe, good evening to you. And in late afternoon trade on the JSE, resources having a strong session. What's driving the momentum?
Not surprising, because if you look at resources, you are talking big guys, you are Anglos of this world, you are Glencore, and those are the companies that mainly have a decent exposure when it comes to copper. And we've been seeing what's been happening with copper prices after Donald Trump spoke about the 50% tariff. And also people expect that there will be more support for mining companies in that particular country. So they're riding on that. And generally, we just see that, you know, the broader metal prices have been gaining and also been helped by a weaker US dollar.
Now, the rand is a bit stronger today, but if you look at the trend over the past couple of days, pretty much range bound. Where do you think the currency is heading?
You know, I think we'll continue to trade around 770, 780 within that range. Remember, we'll continue to benefit, you know, from the dollar that has been continued to go down. I mean, the recent one has been the fact that we've seen the sharp decline when it comes to U.S. Treasury yields. And it seems that also the worst case scenario when it comes to the issue of interest rate cuts, as per the minutes that were released yesterday, that people continue to expect that cutting rates sometime this year will continue to be appropriate, that itself weighing on the dollar itself. And also with the potential that we will continue to see that people may be able to get to trade agreements that might give a boost when it comes to economic outlook, and as a result, an increase when it comes to the demand for commodities, and that will probably help commodity prices. We know the rand itself is a commodity currency.
Makwe, a little earlier on in the program, I was talking to Standard Bank's chief economist, Gulim Balam, about the South African Reserve Bank potentially lowering its inflation target as soon as its policy meeting, which I think takes place at the end of the month. Should that happen, what will the market reaction be, and what is general market sentiment about that now?
So far, this whole thing has been well telegraphed, and then as a result, we can see that it's more or less baked into asset prices, and mainly because we can see the positive. And anyway, looking at our inflation, currently the range is 3 to 6, but we have been just under 4.5, and in fact just under 3. So markets are kind of expecting that, even if it's not July, but should happen anytime soon. But the comments coming from the finance minister that we don't have to rush, but markets' reaction will continue to be positive. But one can easily say it has been baked into asset prices. And remember the benefits that it will also help when it comes to reducing price expectations going forward and help us with some savings when it comes to our government debt.
And Makwe, I'm interested to know what kind of signal this particular development is sending out. This week, President Trump welcoming leaders of 5 African nations. He had a very bullish outlook as far as the continent is concerned, talking about its vast economic potential and also his administration's plans to expand U.S. access to critical minerals and other natural resources. However, South Africa as a major player on the continent, economic player, notably absent. What's your reading?
I think it's not just only us, even the likes of Nigeria. I'm not really much into this whole thing. If we understand that these 5 countries, you know, are among the smaller economies, combined their GDP sitting at 1.3 trillion, and but yes, they're rich in minerals with a potential to produce more. So I think the guys are trying to get involved into strategic assets. Remember what happened with this whole thing, that they want to also get involved with the likes of DRC, investing in this Angola rail, you know, to be able to export things, look at their issue with China, more about the rare earth minerals. So they're trying to secure whatever that they can secure. And these guys, fortunately, they've got the likes of magnesium, you know, iron ore, things that the guys definitely need to copper, you know, which continue to be used when it comes to defense. So I don't reach much into that. I'm saying, hey, That's a potential for those countries. And we had our fair chance, you know, of talking to the US and presenting our case.
And just finally, one piece of corporate news, which I think is setting tongues wagging, and there's been a development on that today. The Trade and Industry Minister, Parks Tau, joining in celebrations as Vodacom, Mukhwe and Remgro reach this deal with the Competition Commission. They are merging their 13 billion, not 1.3, 13 billion rand fiber operations. What's the impact of that, and what impact has it had on the share prices?
Share price, we've seen when it was released, Vodacom was up nicely 2%, and we've seen Remgro reacting positively on Tuesday as well. And I think here it's a question of, as much as we're taking 13 billion, but Vodacom is looking to invest almost 14 billion when it comes to infrastructure, and happening at a time where we've seen some overseas competitors wanting to come back home. And their argument has been to make sure that everyone get access, and not just any access, but a speedy one. So I think that bodes well for economy going forward, and especially covering the areas which had low coverage going forward. This is a wise move, and maybe it's not surprising why the minister that was prepared to appeal against one of his agencies.
Mukhwe Masilela, thank you very much indeed. That is our market commentary for tonight, and Mukhwe is from Mukhwe Fund Managers. Hunt 1027.